Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today, we'll try to better understand the way women influence men. We know that women make the world go round, but how exactly do they influence men? This is something we'd like to understand. Tal, please. Yeah, there are different sayings like, a woman builds, a woman destroys, behind every successful man there is a woman, different cliches, and we'd like to know if it's true, or these are just common beliefs. There's this joke that Hillary Clinton is driving with her husband in the car, and they come to this gas station, they see the gas attendant, and she tells Bill, who's the president of the United States, he was my boyfriend in high school. He says, lucky you, otherwise you'd been the wife of a gas station attendant. She tells him, Bill, dear, if I'd marry him, today he'd be the president of the United States. Meaning there is a certain truth that we feel that a woman has influence over a man's success. And in general, things that happen in the world. And is there something about it? Is it just a belief or is there a truth behind it? Okay. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, desire, which is the entire matter of creation, is called woman. And it is the will to receive, the desire to enjoy, the desire to fill oneself. It's called a woman. Not a woman that we see in body, but that's how it's called in creation. And this desire, it also exists in the still, vegetative, animate, and in people. The will to enjoy, the will to receive, the will to fulfill oneself. It's a physical parameter. But on all these levels, it's called a woman. It's also called nukva from the word nekev, in Hebrew both meaning a female and also an aperture, a deficiency which has to be filled. The one fulfilling this aperture, this nukva, female deficiency, is called gever in Hebrew, both meaning a man, and it also comes from the word to overcome, that he has to reach a state where he has what to fulfill her by, that he understands what is it possible to fulfill her with, meaning that he understands her deficiency, and can bring the suitable fulfillment for this deficiency. And therefore, his work is called gevil, a man from the Hebrew meaning to overcome. Actually, instinctively, from nature, then all of the still vegetative, animate, and human beings, instinctively, if we're talking about our nature, then nature awakens desires in a woman that the man has to fulfill. A woman has to bring these desires to the man and to help him understand her deficiencies. And the man has to try and bring the woman the fulfillment. We're not talking about our world, about modern times, about this entire confusion and the crazy world going outside and what's happening now. But we're talking about what's happening on the level of nature, something that you can see on animals, where there it's very simple. The female wants to continue the generation, comes the male, fulfills her desire, and she begets offsprings, and then together with him or without him, she takes care of these offsprings, depends on the species. There are those that only come to the female and immediately leave her. There are those that are together with her for some time. There are those that are all the time with that female and even go for the next round, meaning from generation to generation, several times for years. They're together as two lovebirds, so to speak. But from nature, this is how it is. On the human level, there is a certain confusion in the roles of the man and the woman, because we're above animals. We have freedom to act. We're not operated only by instincts, by nature, even though that we have many. But it's a low degree that we don't even tend for. It aims us at something. And we, especially in the freedom which we were given above the animate level, we have to use this freedom in order to become like the Creator. This is why we're called human beings, in Hebrew called Bnei Adam, also meaning to become like the Creator, similar to the Creator, which means that we have to reach a state where all of our actions, the completion between us, will be such that we have an inclination to discover the higher force which controls us, and we want for it to control us and to reveal himself and manage us in a revealed manner. And therefore, we're not controlled, managed by instincts, meaning forces that compel us to do everything, but we ourselves have to reach a state where the instinctive operations that have to take place, we will operate them ourselves before they awaken in us. And this way, we will be partners with that higher force, that we invite that higher force. It works on us. We invite it every time, and it works on us. And this way, step by step, what instinctive things? Simple ones. That suppose, very clearly, we see that there's a certain period during which animals mate and beget offspring and correspondingly build their nest. Even before that, they build their nest, their place where they'll raise their offsprings and so on. In this work of ours, we have to do it only, not in order to be like animals, but because we want to continue ourselves, the human generation, in order to discover among us the force that operates us, not instinctively, but that we invite that force to reveal and operate in us. Can you make this a bit more tangible so we'll understand? I'll repeat it again and maybe it'll become clearer. Suppose I'm operated by nature. Operated. I go and continue something. Suppose like a male towards a female. Very natural things, where instinct works. And here I stop myself, and I see that, of course, the instinct's working, but I want for it to work in me in such a way that by the operation, I will discover that I'm operating myself. I will discover the higher force that would operate me instinctively and doesn't exist now because I as if do not realize my instinct. I want to perform the act of connection with the female in a way that I will feel the force which is operating me. If it's operating me instinctively, I don't feel it. I simply realize my inner urges, which are as if mine, as if I do it with an expectation to discover the force which is operating me, then what follows is that I, by that, am working along with a higher force, which no longer works in me instinctively in a hidden way, but it's revealed that I really feel what operates me, what for, why, in what way, how am I supposed to now approach the realization of my coupling with female in order not to specifically be with her and generate offsprings, but all of this action is in order to discover the operating force, the force which is operating me. That it's not that I need the force, that force in order to operate that action with the female, but I need the action, the act with the female in order to discover it. What does it mean to discover it? To discover the higher force that is controlling our life, standing behind us in anything and everything operating us. So I want to rise above the instinct, above my unaccounted action, without consciousness or recognition. But I really want to discover who's operating me, how, why does he do it, how does he do it, do I want to be with him, do I identify with him or not, what will happen if I resist him, suppose, and what will happen when I'll go with him and in complete recognition by my own free choice. Then first of all, by that, I become free. Nature doesn't operate me, but I operate nature. I make place for the higher force, for him to accompany me, to work in me. I'm ready for him to clothe in me and perform these actions through me. So it follows that the Creator clothes in me, and then he is called the Creator, because I feel him. Bore, Creator, in Hebrew, comes from the word bore, come and see. And then I acknowledge him, and I understand then how do I become his partner, and get the reason, the mind, the feelings from him for the action that he performs through me towards others, because he, by nature, is good that does good, good and benevolent, then I see how he clothes in me, and I become good and benevolent due to his force that he is operating in me. He is like a hand inside a puppet, and this is how he's operating me. And then I'm operated this way with respect to everything which I discover around me. I have a few questions about this. First of all, okay, I understand that he's operating inside me, but how do I discover why and what's his intention and so on? Then, along with it, you discover it. It's simply revealed? Not immediately. There are different degrees of revelation, how he's revealed, the extent to which he's revealed, and why does it mean to be free that you've discovered that you're a doll, a puppet that's operated? Because I want to be a puppet, that his hand is clothed in me. That means that the soul clothes in me, and along with it, by my own consent, I go and realize these things. Why am I free by that? Because in order to agree with that force, to be his partner, to be the conveyor of his desire onto others, I do it atop my ego, which resists it, atop my entire nature that doesn't want it. And therefore, by that, it means that I actually become free, free of my nature, which he has created in me to begin with. He has created my ego so that through my participation with him, our partnership, I'll really be free. Okay, we started talking about the male and female forces of nature, and we said that it's not what we see today as man or woman at all. And then we talked about the development of the still vegetative inanimate. We talked about the speaking. And there we tried to discover something much more complex and sophisticated than what we know from our day-to-day life. So trying to return to that state where there's a man and woman like we know in our world. Where's the system of forces? Where does it exist, the system of forces that you're describing, that there's a desire and fulfillment? Where does it operate? Does a woman really influence the man? Does she really aim him, like the cliches say? You're dragging me to the corporeal, earthly life. I'm trying to connect things in which we can't do anything because a woman's under the influence of the environment, which is the media, fashion, and different things, how she was brought up in different corrupted ways. Does she really have a force that she can correctly use if she'll be correctly taught? If she'll take some course, she'll get corresponding education. And this is an education that goes with a person his whole life, both the man and the woman. Because what you just described, that a person starts acknowledging that he has operated and he is working in order to discover that force, you didn't relate to it, whether it's a man or a woman, right? We talked about free choice. We talked about realizing the higher plan in the right way. That's all we have to do. Either we even unconsciously oppose to that plan, and then we suffer in different ways, and we live a short, corporeal, animalistic life, which is useless. But we only collect the suffering from generation to generation in order to once come to the decision that we had enough of suffering. As a part of this effort to realize our freedom of choice, do women have a special force, special ability to influence, to change reality? Is there a difference between men and women? A woman has a greater force than a man to change reality because from nature, a woman, she's intended to influence the man. The man eventually realizes the woman's desire. This is how we are in this world, where the force of bestowal is given to a woman for her to reveal the desire and for the man to realize the desire. Unfortunately, all of us are in corruptions, and women are not demanding what they should. And the man provide their corrupted desire with corrupted things, corrupted fulfillments. However, if we're talking about the corrected world, then of course, a woman, she will really bring every man to his correct role, and the man will realize it. What does it mean if, looking at that sentence, a woman builds, a woman destroys? How does she build her man? That she uses all of her forces of bestowal over the man in order for him to become like the creator, for him to become the creator's partner and correspondingly to bring her the fulfillment. What is this force that she has over him actually? Why is he so influenced by her? That's how it is from nature. A woman was given the force to influence from nature. Eventually, we see in all families that what the woman wants, this is what happens. Because also in our world, it's given to us from nature. It's not simply that men have a certain fear towards women. Also, the attitude towards a woman, like towards a mother, which is a large part of it. But this is given in order for the woman's desire to be correct, because the desire for development starts from her, and for the man to realize it, meaning that it exists in nature. I also saw a lot of stand-up that in humor they know how to put the finger on the right things. Yeah, we laugh about it all the time, and we make jokes about it, about the relations between the sexes, but the truth is, all in all, it's a big drama, because there are certain things under the surface here that are very serious. The most serious thing in all of reality, it's the corrupted relations between us. Let's talk about the corrected relations. What are the corrected relations between a man and a woman? The corrected relations between the man and the woman is that the woman aims the man to connect to the Creator and bring her the completion. When you're saying that she aims him to connect with the Creator, what do you mean? For the man to really be able to rise to the spiritual level and to be connected with the Creator through being connected with the rest of the men, to be connected as one man and one heart in a group of men, and then among them they can detect the higher force. And then this is what they can supply to the women. The book of Zohar says, come and see. When a person is at home, the gist of the home is his wife, because divinity dwells in the house due to his wife. Again, the book of Zohar says, when a person is at home, the gist of the home is his wife, because divinity dwells in the house due to his wife. Meaning the book of Zohar tells us about a special merit of the woman, that thanks to her, divinity dwells in the house. What does that mean? Home is called the mutual desire between a man and a woman, which is built out of the right connection between them. What kind of a desire? That desire is called Shekhinah, godliness or soul. Desire for what? A desire that out of mutual bestowal, they build the condition for the revelation of the Creator, the higher force between them. Let's try and understand what this means. They build the condition for the revelation of the higher force between them. What is that higher force that has to reveal so we can say that it is a home in which divinity dwells? And later you'll explain why. Why is it specifically because of the woman? So two things. First of all, what is that home that divinity dwells in, and why is it because of the woman? The man and the woman, to begin with, are egoists. And each one wants to care for himself, and each one, if he goes into a relationship with the other, it's in order to enjoy. What we call in our world love, it's love to enjoy others. I'm ready to get married to a woman as an egoist who enjoys her. Someone that I see that I can't get any pleasure from, I don't marry. Meaning our connection, our marriage, can exist only on condition that each one of us knows that he is going to enjoy the other. This isn't called or considered a spiritual family. A spiritual family or a spiritual connection, it means that each one rises above his own ego and starts fulfilling the desire of the other. That I start using my abilities, my desires, my mind, everything that I have, in order to fulfill the desire of the woman. And the desire of the woman, it also becomes a desire to fill my desire. So we really love each other, where each one wants to fill the other. And then, because no one wants to receive for himself, but each one wants to fulfill the other, then we as if rise above our natural will to receive and build between us some kind of a mutual desire, where I wish to pass on to her and she wishes to pass on to me. And this mutual desire which we build between us is called a soul. And then, in this mutual desire, which is above our ego, we discover a mutual force of bestowal, a mutual force of love called Creator. It's kind of confusing when we start talking about the level of the realization of our human part, that part which has to become like the Creator. Both of the spouses, they become equal, and on the other hand, we say that both the man and the woman, each one of them has a role. So how do we connect these things? When are they equal, and when are they do the same? They never do the same. I said that each one of them wants to fulfill the desire of the other, and then each one has to rise above his ego, the desire to enjoy the other, but do what's good for the other. When they have this kind of an inclination towards each other between them, where each rises above his ego, they meet above. And this meeting above builds a mutual desire that doesn't exist in any one of them, but above them. This mutual desire is called the soul, and in it, the Creator reveals the general force of bestowal and love which exists in reality. This mutual desire wants what? To discover the Creator, which is what? Which is the general force, the force that begets everything, the source. By that, all in all, they can unite and attain the Creator, reach their source. And this is what they exist as a man and a woman for. This is what they get married for, connect between them in order to discover the Creator and become included in Him. What does the Creator have to do with love? Because He is the general force of love, which dwells in reality. That's how it is. The force of love, the force of bestowal. There is none else besides Him. And the man and the woman that connect correctly between them, they build the condition according to which the Creator can reveal among them, and that means that they're in mutual love on condition that the Creator exists in them. Is there a specific kind of connection that only it will lead to the revelation of the general force of love between them? Is there a condition for it? The woman begins what? The connection, this awakening. Pushing towards that place? Yes. That's her role? Yes, it's her role to awaken it. As it says, a woman that impregnates bears a man child. Thank you very much. It's an incredibly intriguing topic because it's the foundation of creation. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.